Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President-elect Joe Biden is nominating former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to serve as his transportation secretary. Buttigieg is a Navy veteran, he's a Rhodes Scholar, and was Biden's rival in the Democratic presidential campaign. He dropped out and ultimately endorsed Biden. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Lisa.
If Buttigieg is confirmed, he will be the first openly gay cabinet member and one of the youngest members of the cabinet in history. But he has never worked in Washington, and the highest office he's served is Mayor Pete. What experience does he have that could help him lead the Department of Transportation?
Well, you're right. This is a 38-year-old man who is, of course, extraordinarily accomplished in many regards, but doesn't have the kind of resume, let's say, that the current Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, had going into it. In her case, she had worked within the Department of Transportation in the past, but running South Bend, he's somebody who's taken an interest, for example, in what they call a smart streets initiative there, sort of integrating road planning that works well with transit, emphasizing that kind of growth, transit-oriented growth over sort of the typical suburban automotive-oriented growth that has dominated the United States for much of the past half century.
And he could be a key figure in the administration if he gets confirmed, because Biden has an ambitious plan to repair the country's infrastructure. I wonder if you could describe that plan and tell us what it would require of Buttigieg.
Right. Billions of dollars, kind of integrating transportation planning with clean energy, a lot of that. So prioritizing high-speed rail and that sort of thing. In the short term here, transit systems, of course, are looking for help from Washington to get out of the hole that they're in related to the pandemic. So you've got short-term plans and then those longer-term visions that Joe Biden has to really change the way Americans get around again, de-emphasizing sort of single-use automobiles and emphasizing other kinds of transportation, but also clean cars and electric power cars and that sort of thing.
Okay, so he would be front and center if that happens. We should say that President Trump also pledged to rebuild the country's crumbling roads and bridges, a really serious problem, but never made good on that promise. Joe Biden is going to need support from Congress to implement his plans. How likely is it that he'll get it?
Well, it'll depend a lot on what happens in Georgia next month, right? Those two Senate races, is there going to be the slimmest of Democratic majorities if Democrats manage to get both of those seats and then Kamala Harris serves as the tie-breaking vote in favor of Democrats or not? Because the answer to that question obviously is going to determine a lot else. And, as you said, not a lot has happened considering the ambitions 4 years ago in the past few years and not a lot of signs of gridlock breaking anytime soon in Washington.
And just very briefly, how partisan an issue is transportation? I mean, if both President Trump and Joe Biden think it needs to get done, briefly.
Well, it's the kind of transportation. It's the details, right? Donald Trump thinks more in terms of roads and bridges. Somebody like Joe Biden, as everybody knows, a big Amtrak user, thinks more in terms of public transportation, that kind of project.
Okay. Transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.